In the name of the Father and the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the Sunday before the Great Lent. And the Great Lent, as we all know, the Great Fast, is the time of a spiritual revival and the season of repentance. Looking at a wise statement by St. John Chrysostom speaking about the Great Fast, he says, when the fast makes its appearance, like a kind of spiritual summer. Let us as soldiers burnish our weapons, and as harvesters sharpen our sickles, and as sailors order our thoughts against the waves of extravagant desires. And as travelers set out on the journey towards heaven, lay hold the pathway of which leads towards heaven, rugged and narrow as it is, lay hold of it and journey on. So this season, in it, we are journeying towards heaven. And that's why we have to acquire the right mindset, how we should receive the Great Fast, how we prepare ourselves, how can we benefit from it. When the fast will actually be able to make us to bear fruits. Number one, when fast is used as a tool and not a target. It's not the accomplishment of we observe it this number of days during the fast. It is how I used as a tool. It is the weapon in the hand of the soldier. It is the sickle in the hand of the harvester. It's a weapon given to us from the church and given for us from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in order for us to be able to conquer. We have two main enemies that work together at all times in order to hinder us from journeying safely to heaven, Satan and our flesh. This weapon is of utmost power against these two particular enemies against us. The Lord said about that fasting and prayer make us to overcome Satan. Fasting as well make our bodies and our flesh to be weakened, and this set the stage for our spirit to be released. Look at the fast as a tool and make use of it in your journey, in my journey to heaven. Fasting will cause us also to bear fruits when abstinence is from every cause of distraction and not only from food. Abstinence here is one of the tools that we use it in the fast. The limited way of thinking at abstinence is that we abstain from food during the weekdays. We do not eat during the morning to whatever hour we agree upon with our spiritual father. But this is not everything about abstinence. What exactly is distracting us from our goal? What takes our attention most of the time? What about abstinence from staying hours over the Facebook during the Great Fast? Maybe young people will smile, this is very difficult, Abuna. Maybe it's easier to abstain from food, but not from Facebook. We live on it. What about make this truly the spiritual exercise that we abstain from this distraction? What about limiting the time on the internet only for watching and checking our emails? What about giving up grudges and dedicate the time of the fast to pray for those people who are causing us the most harm? What about abstinence from relationships that we know are not edifying, are getting us away from God? This is the true meaning of abstinence, that we give all causes that distract us. Let us get focused into the journey. Imagine a sailor who is sailing his ship in a sea that's roaring, when storms around him at all times. And this sailor is not focused on the goal. He is just distracted with every kind of reasons. What do you think he will end up being? Where exactly his ship is going to land? Let us abstain from all causes of distraction, not only from food. Fasting will cause us to bear fruits as well when accompanied with sincere and fervent prayers. There is no point in changing food and not change our custom when it comes to prayer life. as the saints and the fathers of the church speak about fasting and prayer as two wings of a bird. Imagine a bird who has one wing and the other one is broken. He cannot fly, he cannot make it. Unless fasting is accompanied by a change in our habits when it comes to prayers, we are not going to bear fruits. Fasting without prayers is just a humiliation to the body, just torture. That's why we wait and we keep watching from day one how many days lapsed and how many days are still until the feast will come. It's a burden that we want to throw it away because we are humiliating the flesh and not allowing the spirit to be released. There is no point in doing this. There is no gain, no fruits. Fasting should be accompanied from day one with fervent prayers, very consistent and as much as we can from the depth of our hearts and with our mind gathered into it. Fasting causes us also to bear fruits when it humbles us before both God and men. Fasting in its essence is a kind of accepting humiliation. That's why the people of Nineveh found it as a refuge, a rescue for them from the trouble that was about to befall about them. We will humble ourselves, maybe God will look upon us and our humility. And this is what they did. Unless fasting will make us or our egos to kneel before God and also before men, also we didn't benefit anything. Fasting is a tool against the pride, this virus that creeps inside our souls and try to get hold of it to kill us eternally. Fasting should humble us before God. That's why we find in fasting people are practicing the metanias, bowing down before the Lord God at all times in the morning while we are fasting. When we bow down and our head touches the ground and we smell the dust where we came from, it should humble our souls as well. And humility is before God and also should be before men. To be able to go and say to whoever, I have sinned and I mean it. I have done you wrong and I really mean what I'm saying. I'm asking for your forgiveness. Fasting also will make us to bear fruits when it stirs in our hearts the desire for a pure life. This chastity and purity, holiness befitting saints, fasting actually stirs in our hearts this longing to live pure and chaste. This life of purity that now when we think about it, it sounds like it's something it cannot have. In this age where we are living and profanity is just the norm, thinking about purity and living a life of chastity is something that for some of us thinking about it, it's like unthinkable. Cannot imagine how can I live in this life away from all of these things that stirs lust in my heart. Let us use the fast. Let us get into this kind of solitude that's holy and make us to be able to be focused on God and focus on our relationship with Him. Fasting will make us to bear fruit when it's going to push us in order to pursue righteousness, purity, and chastity. Fasting will cause us to bear fruits as well when it encourages us to go to the secret place to meet and rejoice with our bridegroom. Today we heard the Lord speaking about when we worship. When you pray, go to the secret place. When you offer, do not allow your left hand to see what your hand is doing. When you fast, do this not to appear before men as fasting. This inner man that takes the least of our attention, it is the time to allow him to revive. It is the time that we go in this sacred solitude where we really enjoy being by ourselves and with God alone in our secret places, our inner rooms. Let me ask you, and I ask myself as well, when I am in my room, what I am minded all the time to do? Am I feeling I cannot be myself, and then I'm going to run and text somebody, making sure that I am still connected to the world, writing something on my Facebook so people will look at it and will answer me, and then by this I will feel I'm still attached to others, or I feel and I'm longing that I will get all of these things away and enjoy just being by myself, enjoying being with God. When was the last time we opened the book and we read it and we meditate upon its meanings and this moved our hearts to stand and pray? When was the last time that we opened the Bible while we are focused into its words and we enjoyed doing this? Let us get familiar with our rooms and make these places a sacred places where prayers, tears, and repentance are offered at all times. It is the season. This is the time. Let us make use of it. Let us make use of this spiritual summer in order for us to be able to bear fruits. Again, the church in its wisdom calls upon us every year when the season comes. It's the time for a spiritual revival. Let us not go and continue our habits and our customs, just changing the food habits. This is not what the fast is intended to be. In order for us to be able to bear fruits, let us review these points and think about them and make use of them. Fast will make us to bear fruits when it is a tool, not the goal. When abstinence is from every cause of distraction, not only from food. When accompanied with sincere and fervent prayers, when it humbles us before both God and men, when it stirs in our hearts the desire for a pure life, and when it encourages us to go to the secret place to meet and rejoice with our bridegroom. To God is the glory forever and ever. Amen.